Well, thanks for coming back today as day two on our subject of feral cats at work. And just to review, what are feral animals or feral cats?
Well, a feral animal is basically a wild animal. So it's an animal that isn't used to living with or around people.
But they originally were what we call domesticated animals. They're not like lions and tigers and things like that. Those are not domesticated. They have not been taken into people's homes, right?
Right, but cats and dogs and other pets have, and so we get used to thinking of them as being pets in people's homes. So right. A feral animal is one that lives outside, doesn't have a home.
It used to be domesticated, but now people don't
right.
take care
so
of
it doesn't
them.
Live with people.
Right. And this idea of going from unwanted, because nobody wants the cat, because they either had too many cat babies that they couldn't take care of or they didn't want them, to wanted. And that's always good.
Yes, it is.
And so these felines, and we call them that because that's a category for cats, and they are given a second chance at life. That's kind of an interesting idea, isn't it, Simon?
It is. We talked a little bit yesterday about the problem that a lot of animal shelters have, where there's sort of a steady supply of new homeless animals that need to be taken care of. And so the shelters fill up. They become crowded fairly quickly. And if the shelters don't want to kill all of those extra animals, they need to find a place for them to go.
Right.
And so I think the phrase we used yesterday was this was sort of a second chance or a last chance for a lot of these cats.
And what do we say instead of saying when we put we say euthanasia?
So euthanasia is what we say when they kill a cat, put it to death. We have other phrases. Sometimes we'll say put it to sleep.
That's what we usually say, right? Put it to sleep.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes if it's a bigger animal, you might say put it down.
Yeah, put it down.
So there are lots of phrases rather than just kill.
We don't just say to kill it. That sounds pretty cruel.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Right.
We kill cockroaches.
Right. Yes. We don't put them to sleep. We just kill them.
Spiders.
Yeah. But anyway, today on page 13, we're going to find out how this idea of using cats so that they're useful and there's a reason to keep them alive. We're going to find out how it works. So are you ready to do today's lesson, everyone?
Yes.
Okay. Let's read about how it works, the first section.
How it works. Typically, working cats start out living on the streets, where they learn to fear human contact, says Mark Peralta, who runs Best Friends Los Angeles Shelter. Some are captured by animal control officers and brought to shelters run by the city, which is where Best Friends gets the majority of its working cats. It's a different way to save their lives, Peralta said. His organization keeps around 50 cats at a time in an open-air enclosure, a short walk away from Best Friends' main adoption area. There, after being spayed or neutered so they can no longer breed, they receive food, shelter, and medical attention until someone decides to adopt them. If they start working, the cats don't have to actively seek out rats or mice. Rodents stay away when they pick up the scent of a cat.
Well, you know, it's not surprising that the cats fear humans, because sometimes when people see a cat like that on the street, they say, go away, and they throw things at it or kick it, and so no wonder they're afraid of humans.
That's right. Some people can be very cruel to stray animals, and so we would encourage you to help them and not be cruel.
Some people are even cruel to animals that are your pets. They don't know how to take care of them.
That's right.
But it's important, you know.
But things are changing, and I see more people trying to help the stray animals.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they leave food or put a little box out for
that's
shelter
true,
for
yeah.
them. So that's good news.
And sometimes when there's too many of them in the city where they have what they call animal control officers, and they go around in little trucks and try to get these stray animals into the car, the truck, and they take them to a shelter. We've seen those around.
That might be part of the reason these cats are afraid of people.
Yeah, they don't want to
be captured. Freedom.
They don't want to be captured.
They don't want to end up in the shelter.
Well, they're just afraid, I think. If they realize they're going to get fed in the shelter, they might go there.
They might. I think just living on the streets, that's the phrase they use here for these cats. They say working cats start out living on the streets. And that's actually a phrase we use basically for anything that is homeless, right? We use it for people. We say, you know, he is living on the streets now when somebody has lost their home.
That's true.
And it's just a very difficult and, you know, more dangerous way to live.
Right. Well, in fact, a lot of the stray animals, dogs or cats, get hit by cars and get killed that way.
That happens sometimes, too. And, of course, they're not used to human contact, and they learn to fear it, actually, says the person who runs the Best Friends Los Angeles shelter.
So this one we're talking about here in our lesson called Best Friends, they get most of their working cats from the shelters that get them in. They don't go out and capture them, but they go to the shelter and use them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just like you said, Doris, it says some are captured by animal control officers. So people complain, perhaps, there's too many cats, come pick them up. Or sometimes these trucks just drive through a community and try to find stray animals, stray pets. And so they're picked up, and they're brought to shelters that are run by the city.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it tells us about this one here, about the Peraltas. What does it say?
Well, this shelter, of course, was called Best Friends, and that's how they refer to it here. And they've basically tried to come up with a different way to keep these cats alive so that crowded shelters don't have to euthanize them or put them down.
Well, you'll notice, you know, they keep about 50 of them at a time. It takes a room, but they have an open air enclosure. That means they can't get out. But that's okay in Los Angeles, but in the north it would be too cold. I mean, you know, in Seattle and places like that, it would be cold and rainy stuff, so they have to put them inside in some kind of a place.
Right, so open air means that the air can flow through, but maybe if it's the temperatures, if the wind blows through, it could get too cold for these cats.
Mm-hmm. And this is just quite near the Best Friends main adoption area, so it's kind of in the same section, so they can kick the cats that people don't want there.
That's right. But you mentioned the open air enclosure. Usually when we say something is open air, we mean it is outside.
Right.
But when we say an enclosure, we mean there's a fence around it.
Right.
So these are cats that are used to living on the street, and so they probably do best when they're being kept sort of in an area that's outside. But it's near the Best Friends main adoption area, so I would imagine that is actually inside, like in a building.
Well, I hope that they at least have some kind of shelter in case it rains, that they could, you know, instead of just being out in the yard the whole time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure they're taking good care of them. But what's the first thing they do after they get these cats? It says they spay them. Now, let's talk about that.
Spay or neuter. I believe spay is the operation for a female,
right,
and neutered is usually for a male, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so that just means that they can't
give
have
them an operation
kittens
and take away their reproductive organs.
That's right. So they can't
have
kittens.
And they get food and shelter, and they also get medical attention if they have diseases or skin diseases or something like that. And so they really take good care of them until somebody decides to adopt them. That's good.
Right. Yeah.
You know, Doris, a few weeks ago I found a little kitten, and I already have
what
a lot of pets. So I didn't know what to do with it. So I did take it to a place. I gave a donation so that it would help pay for the care of the pet.
I remember that. Cute.
Yes,
cat.
It was a cute little
kitten.
What
happened to it?
Well, I think it's still waiting for a home.
Oh,
so
maybe somebody listening to the program will go find
maybe
it. They're so cute, those little cats.
But
so
anyway, they agreed to take care of it. It's a no-kill situation, so they agreed to take care of it and give it a home or
I
give it a place
Simon
to stay
needs one
until
for
someone
his dog,
adopts
right?
it. Yeah. So,
but your dog's a little bit too old to have a cat now, right?
Well, that's true. But it's interesting because we are talking about these working cats, right?
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
And in the next section, they go into, you know, sort of what the cat's job is.
And that's a good job.
And, well, you know, my dog's main job is to bark. And
does he bark at rats?
He does. He barks at a lot of things.
Okay.
So he's not a real, I guess you might call him he's not a yappy dog, meaning he doesn't bark all the time at everything.
But, you know, I'm not sure that rats are that afraid of dogs in a way, but just the smell of cats scares them.
That's what they learn. Cats
can attack them and catch them better, yeah.
Well, and that's what they say here, right? They say that when the cats start working, they don't actually have to be good at hunting or...
No.
You know, so these people at the best friend's place, they don't have to train the cats to hunt the rats.
No, they just need to put
the cats there.
Right.
And the smell of them, they use the word, the scent of the cat. Scares off the rodents.
Right, the rodents or the cat or the but rats and cats stay away from them.
I would also guess that being living on the street, these kittens and cats would want to be actively seeking out these rodents because that's how they got.
Well, they would be,
before,
but
perhaps.
I mean, it is true that
if
you have a cat around in your house, it does keep the rats out.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to go there. They kind of know that that's danger to them, right?
Right. Right.
When you pick up the scent, it means you just smell it and say, oh, there's a cat here. Keep away from this area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right.
So, but they do probably run around, too. And if there's a lot of rats around, they probably chase them, too.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll find out about more. Let's read the next paragraph where it says, going rural.
Going rural. Besides businesses, the program has placed cats with individuals who need rodent control in more rural areas. Brittany Sorgenstein raises turkeys, goats, and a rabbit on a 2.5-acre parcel of land. For 5 years, she could not get rid of the rats, which ate the food she stored for her animals. Sorgenstein says she was hesitant to use solutions like poison or rat traps. Through her work at the Best Friends Animal Society, she found out about the Working Cat Adoption Program and decided to give it a try. In May of last year, she adopted two cats, Bonnie and Clyde.
Well, it says, besides the businesses, this program has placed cats with a lot of people, individuals. Maybe they'll say, oh, there's so many rats that get in my kitchen at night and steal. Well, you need to get a cat, right?
That's right. So not only businesses like warehouses, but also individuals. And I think usually in rural areas, because then you could let the cat run free and you wouldn't have to worry about getting it being hit by a car or something.
Little farms and things like that, or small farms and places where the rats like to run around or get in the barns and get some of the food that you have for the animals. You know?
Right.
And they eat the chicken's food even, who knows, but the cats will take care of them.
Yeah, I've heard of cats like this being called mousers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
not a family pet, but a mouser.
Yeah, they keep them in the barn and they take care of it.
Especially to kill the rodents.
That's true.
Barn cats.
Mm-hmm. Well, it says here that this Brittany Sorgenstein, they raise turkeys and goats and rabbits and everything. And it's a small, it's not a big farm, it's 2.5 acres. A parcel just means one piece of land. And for 5 years, she couldn't get rid of all the rats because they had all this food for all these animals. And what happened to the food?
Well, the rats ate it.
Rats. So she says, wow, I can't get rid of the rats. They try to kill the rats, get rid of the rats, and she couldn't. So then what happened to that?
Well, she got a cat through this program, and it solved her problem when all of the other things she'd tried didn't really help.
Now, what do people usually do for a solution when they have rats?
Sometimes they think of rat poison, and sometimes we get rat traps. It's not a pretty picture when a rat is poisoned or trapped, or attacked by a cat, for that matter.
But they scare them away, too.
Right. But if you have pets like she had, she raised turkeys and goats, they might eat the poison or they might get hurt by a trap. So I think a cat is a good solution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, because she found out, about this Working Cat Adoption Program, and she said, I think I'll give it a try. So what did she do then?
Well, because she worked with this organization and found out about the program, she decided to adopt one of the cats.
Okay.
Two of the cats.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's a kind of a funny name, Bonnie and Clyde.
That's right. I think Bonnie and Clyde were famous bank robbers.
They were?
So I think so. There's been movies about them.
So she said, okay, now you go out and you catch these cats.
That's kind of
cute names, you know. Yeah. But so she thought that would be a good way to get rid of them, and that's a good idea. We used to have a small area, like 5 acres. This is 2.5 acres, and we had one cow and one sheep and things like that. And actually, we had cats, and there were no rats around there because we had some cats, and they'd sleep in the barn, you know. So it's kind of nice to have a cat because we have chicken feed and feed for the animals, and then there's no rats to eat it.
Yeah, that was the same where I lived. We had a few horses, so would always keep grain and food, and sometimes would have
and
mice.
And rats would like that.
Or rats. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any cats then?
Yeah, we did. We would usually have a cat, and that took care of the problem.
And you know, a lot of people in America like to live what we call in the suburbs. It's not like a big farm, like we say, like a real farm, but you're just close to the city, but you have 2 acres or 5 acres, and you can have your house, and then you can have chickens or something. It's kind of nice where
it
you
is
grow
nice.
Up, isn't it?
Yes.
But you don't want the rats eating the food, that's
no,
for sure.
No, you don't.
Anytime you store food, it brings rats, right?
That's true. And even though if you live in the city and you're not careful, and you'll find a lot of people, I remember some of our teachers say, oh, there's so many rats in my apartment, and they come and they get in at night.
Right.
So they get in the cities too, not just the country.
And sometimes we say, oh, rats.
Oh,
when
rats.
Something's
that's
not
terrible.
Good.
That's
maybe
no good.
It came because when you have rats,
yeah, it's
you
hard
say,
to get rid of
them.
It's not good when
that's
you have
not
rats.
Good.
It's hard to get rid of them sometimes.
It
so
is.
Cats
it
might
is.
Be the solution.
And you're afraid to use poison, at least I would be, because of other animals. You don't want to poison birds or other animals.
Well, and sometimes they get very clever and they won't even eat it because
yes,
they know.
Yes, that's
so.
True.
So, well, but anyway, this way is not always perfect, so let's take the last paragraph. It's not always perfect. Let's read that.
It's not always perfect. They may occasionally kill birds or other wildlife, which is why some environmental activists are against releasing feral cats back into society, says Rebecca DeHaven, an attorney for the animal rights organization Alley Cat Allies. But she added that most communities don't see feral cats as a large problem if they are fixed and disease-free. People would rather leave cats in their outdoor homes than have them brought to a shelter and killed, DeHaven said.
Well, it's true that sometimes a cat might catch a bird. I've seen a lot of cats trying to catch birds, then they'll go run after them. But the birds are pretty smart, too. And they can get away from the cats pretty easily, can't they?
They usually do, but not all the time.
No,
so
that's true.
It says occasionally that may happen. Or other wildlife, too. The lady that had turkeys might have a young turkey be attacked by a cat. So it's not always perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
these environmental activists, who are environmental activists anyway?
Well, most of our listeners will know what environment means. It's basically the place you live or things that are wild. And activists are people who are protesting about something or trying to change the way something is. So in this case, environmental activists are people who are usually in favor of protecting the environment more, and they're
getting
trying to get changes that will protect the environment. Yeah.
And they say, don't do this. Don't release these feral cats back into society. They don't want you to do it. It's not good to have them around. So they're kind of activists against this program.
But there's someone fighting for the cats, and that's Rebecca DeHaven.
That's true.
And she's an attorney, so that's good, and she's for animal rights. There's an organization called Alley Cat Allies.
That's an interesting name. I've never heard of all those funny names, have you?
We do hear of the phrase an alley cat,
right?
All right? And there's even an alley cat pizza, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So an alley is just a very small road, and so if it's an alley cat, you get the idea that there's a cat in a little village or running around in the alley, a wild or feral cat.
Yeah.
It's interesting that they do have even lawyers, attorneys, sticking up for them.
Well, that's right. And the third word in that organization's name is allies. And allies just means like friend or partner or somebody who is helping you out.
Right.
And so I guess that's this organization. That's why they have a lawyer, so they can fight
people that are against it
in the courts.
Right.
To protect the rights of the alley cats, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's interesting, see. Well, and it says here that most communities, they don't see feral cats as a big problem, especially if they are fixed and disease-free. So if you just let them be there and keep having other cats and kittens, of course that's not good. So this word fixed here, again, what does that mean?
It means spayed or neutered.
Right.
Like we talked about before, they can't have kittens.
And of course, disease-free. They don't like animals that spread diseases.
Yeah, nobody likes that.
No.
So as long as they're not sort of a risk to people or to public health or people's pets, it seems that people are okay with mm-hmm. this idea of letting, I guess you would say live and let live, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let the feral cats live and leave them alone if they leave you alone.
Right. Sounds what good. Does this DeHaven say? He says,
well, people would rather leave cats in their outdoor homes than have them brought to a shelter and killed. And that's what this attorney DeHaven says.
Well, actually, they probably don't like to think of having them killed or put to sleep, as we say. And so they said, well, let them just be outside and run around. They're happier that way. It's kind of hard to know because we can't ask them. Which would you rather do?
running around or be dead.
Right. And sometimes these shelters are okay and they're not. But on the other hand, it's not very good either because it's very dangerous to be out there and where the cars are going and things and getting into the garbage and all. So I don't think it's good to have too many feral cats and dogs running around. Do you?
No, I don't think it is. But it's interesting because for the last 2 days now, we've been talking about finding solutions to this problem of feral cats. But I suppose the easiest way to actually deal with this problem is just to avoid it in the first place. So if people have pets and they, you know, have them fixed so they don't have more babies and they don't sort of put them out on the street so that they become homeless or whatever, then you don't have a problem of so many homeless pets.
Well, that's right. It starts with the people that get animals. And when I used to have more cats and they would have babies and we'd give them to people, we'd say, now, if you don't want this animal, do not put it out in the street, because people would take it and they'd say, well, my wife had a baby and we didn't want the cat and we just put it out in the street. That was terrible. They're learning not to do that now.
And some people want to breed their dog because they love it so much and they want one puppy, but then there's maybe 6 or 7 other puppies that no one wants. So you need to be very careful and have your dog spayed.
I mean, the other thing to think about, I guess, is if you're thinking about getting a pet, you want to think very carefully about what will be involved in that. And I know that there are a lot of animal shelters. You know, this one, for example, has a program that has working cats. But a lot of different programs have, like, borrow a pet programs where you can sort of, I guess they might say, foster or take care of the pet for a while without necessarily agreeing to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can try it out and see what's involved in having a pet before you buy a new puppy.
That's true.
Or something,
some of
them,
they'll take them, you know, to hospitals or to old people's homes and comfort people and things like that. But I think it's good news that we found out that there are less animals being euthanized than used to be. However, 860,000 cats being killed is still an awful lot of cats.
It is.
It is.
I think fortunately, too, a lot of people now, when they are thinking about a pet, think about an animal shelter and go visit an animal shelter and find a pet that needs a home already.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the government's trying to help, because I know in a lot of places, I know in Seattle they do this. If you take an animal, you have to sign something that you will take care of it and not put it out in the street. They make you be responsible.
Right.
Because people don't think about it otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So we are becoming more aware of the problem. But it's interesting to know that they can use them to put them in certain factories and areas where they're having problems with rats. And that's one way to do it. That's just a dent, though, isn't it?
Just a dent in the problem. That's what
dent
they said.
In the problem.
But maybe some businesses that are reading this article, some people that own businesses,
they might need
will think about that to get a feral cat.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and that's true. Like Simon was saying, the main thing is if you get an animal, you have to be responsible for it.
Mm-hmm.
And since of course, we're talking about cats, it's kind of strange because this is coming up to be Chinese New Year soon, and that'll be the year of the dog. So next month we'll talk about dogs.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay, so Hazel, you come back when we're talking about dogs.
Okay.
Right. But cats and dogs and all animals, they're life. They have life in them, and we want to be responsible when we try it. When we take care of them, let's take care of them as long as they live, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for being with us today, and we'll see you tomorrow for a new and different article. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.